right, guys. Welcome, everybody. We're going to be starting up the podcast. Everybody can hear everybody. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
How is everybody doing?
Hi, everybody. We were just sitting in silence waiting.
Yeah.
Just sitting in silence.
It was weird.
Chat on my lap.
Was everything deafened?
Yeah, everything was deaf. I couldn't hear a thing.
I thought I just deafened
Calvin
myself.
Calvin was holding his cat and he's petting him and he like drops him. And he's like,
It was terrible. It was crazy.
I don't drop her. She jumped out of my hands onto my desk onto my keyboard. That's why I said I was typing.
It started saying Calvin's typing. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Everything is crazy. Anyway, speaking of crazy, how's everyone doing?
Good. Staying sane. As sane as possible.
Mm-hmm.
As sane as possible.
Yeah.
With staying
insane.
At home.
Stuck at home.
Yes.
Yep.
Everyone's
I went
at
to
home.
Sam's Club yesterday.
Yeah? How'd that
yeah.
go?
How was that?
I wore a mask that Jancy made, but my head is gigantic, and in the middle of Sam's Club, it snapped off my head. I was like, Like, suddenly, in a second, it was gone. I put it in my pocket and ran out of the store.
So, okay.
You ran out?
You just took off. I'm out.
Yep.
I'm done with this shit.
You ain't run anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, how's everyone else doing?
Good.
I had this week more Dark Souls, which was crazy. It ended splendidly, as you can watch probably whenever. In the VODs of Twitch or on YouTube if it makes highlights or whatever. But yes, so that was a highlight of my week so far.
Yeah.
It's a tough
Splendidly.
Game. Yes, it went great. No problems. I've died
smoothly.
I've only died like 30 something times. So that's good.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Actually, here, I'll look. I can look it up right here. Where's that? It's right. I've only died 38 times.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I died 38 times in the last level of Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, well,
just that.
See,
just in that hour. So,
yeah, this is kind of like that, but that was like an easier version of this game.
Yeah, so it's even worse than what I just said.
Yeah, it's awful. Rick, I cannot hear you.
I died a bunch of my streams. Yeah, I can't hear you either.
Yeah,
Rick,
are you
you're
muted?
Still muted?
You
or something.
Son of a bitch!
How many of those is you not getting back to the souls?
No, most of the time, I get back to the souls, and that's my goal. To not let those disappear. But it's happened at least three that I can remember.
Yeah.
And it's always after some big thing I defeat. I'm like, yes! And I'm like, damn it. Well, I defeated that. At least I'll get back to that. And I go to get back to that, and I die with stupid little easy guys before I get back to the thing that killed me before.
Because you're overconfident after you beat the bosses. You're like, I can take on anything. Just waltzing through.
Yeah, but I started using the spear, and spears are pretty nice, so that's fine.
Spears are pretty nice, but they're nothing compared to a big-ass sword.
Yeah, I found a big-ass axe, and it's dangerous.
I saw that clip.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of big-ass swords, Final Fantasy VII Remake blown my mind.
It's amazing.
It's so good, man. I can't... I've teared up so many times just hearing that soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you played games as kids, we didn't know the graphics were not very good back then.
Well, no, they were great back then.
Yeah.
We didn't,
but like,
we didn't know they weren't great. They were great at the time. It wasn't better.
Well, yeah. But like, you know, that's how I always pictured the game to be, you know, is how it looks now. Almost. There is a surprising number of duplicated like NPCs,
like, okay.
Like everywhere I go, I see this woman in every single group of people that's talking.
Is she redhead?
She's not.
Damn. All right. Well,
no.
Point?
She's
what's
like
point?
Blonde or white hair.
I'd understand it otherwise.
So, but the gameplay is great. They have really expanded upon some of the characters in the story. Like when I first played through the game, I didn't even know Jesse was a woman.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to tell because of the graphic.
And their name was Jesse, which could go either way.
Could go either way. And, you know, it wasn't a super important character in the game. But now, that's all been fleshed out. Like, she has a backstory. She seems to be a love interest.
Mm.
It's all very different. It's all very differently paced as well, which kind of makes sense since they are spreading out the game to multiple parts. So they've already introduced Sephiroth. which doesn't happen way later in the original game. But I can kind of see why that they would want to put him in early, because they don't want to have a Final Fantasy VII game that doesn't have him in it at all. But it's all intriguing. I'm really curious to see how they take certain things. The combat is great, and the music is just takes me to a time and place that I thought was long gone, and it's returned with a fervor.
Now it's the same music but redone, right? It's not like it's not exactly the same stuff, right?
It's all redone. There's also some new compositions as well.
Okay. Very good. Calvin, you look good.
Yeah.
You should keep that look more often.
Because you can't see my face.
Just that fucking just bright skin. contrasted to your mask now.
Yeah, I can make that better.
Also, another highlight of my week, Aaron 420 cam.
Huh? I don't have a 420 cam, Rick.
Damn it. Well,
I can't.
What'd
do
you expect
that?
Me to do?
What do you want me to do? What can I do?
He's gonna run to your house real quick. Fucking...
Switch.
I did some
in four more days. We'll make a different 420 cam, Rick.
I did some repairs to my Gorgar pinball machine, so it is back up in working order now. If Aaron was doing his job, you could see it, but...
Rick, if you switch to the 420 cam on your point of view, it will show up there, and then I will have done my job.
I'm on a different computer.
Well, damn, yeah, Rick, I don't think it's going to work. Things so complicated. Well, otherwise, since last week, I know for a fact now we've hit over 5 years for Blind Wave stuff now. I always said it was around April 1st. Other people were saying it was around April 14th.
Okay.
Or April 10th, something like that. We're on April 16th now, so we should be at 5 years, no problem, I believe.
Sure.
So we have that. We also had a poll running. It has ended since we were seeing how long people have been along the ride with us.
Okay.
And we had 49% of our viewers say 3 to 4 years, which is a good chunk.
Mm.
Yeah.
19% of them said 5 years, baby.
19.
Yeah. And then we had 17% at 2 to 3, and 10% at 1 to 2, and 5% at less than 1 year. So, which is cool, though. I was curious on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trained. They're hyped for Calvin's mustache.
Is that. Nice. Calvin, you should shave off that beard. Just do
that's
the mustache.
What it was like if you had a mustache.
That's why I pulled it down like this.
The power of his mustache and his soul.
Calvin, you need to get that mask to be the same color as your skin. And then you could just wear it, and it'd be like a disguise.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Sure.
Well, with the 5 years of Blind Wave, if you guys look here, there was a video that has been posted by Cobb that was 5 years of Blind Wave. Supposedly a spoiler-free version, because there was spoilers for some of us in the original video, so this one should not have those. But I thought maybe we could open it. I'll actually get it here on... Let me see. Where is it?
On screen, will you? Because last time you didn't, and we flew back.
Hey. All right. So...
Hey.
Let me switch it over here. Shoo-pow, look at that. Yeah, worked. All right,
I assume it worked. Okay.
We can watch this. It should have audio and everything should be good, I hope. I can't see chat, so I won't know if it's wrong yet or not. So,
okay, so we're gonna start.
You guys all got it open? Yeah, we'll just hit it. Yep. Hit play at the same time. We'll hit play. 3, 2, 1, play.
They say it's a tiny screen.
It is, but
too small.
Good.
You guys can watch it too, okay?
So small.
Hey, you guys can watch it too. Go to Cobb's thing. You can check it out.
Oh, no.
I'm in. This is that room. This is that wall.
This is the wall.
Yep.
I'm in the
room.
Those are different shelves, Eric.
Yeah, they are much different shelves.
Remember this? That's when we gave up the old channel.
That's us. That's the last video on the old channel, and then it transitions
to the new video.
The new channel.
Yeah, it looks so different.
That's cool. Man, that was a long time ago. Oh, I love that Twilight Princess shirt.
I like the Star Wars music.
No!
Yeah.
Then,
you know you're a running gun production when one of your actors is holding a light for the other actor.
I'm trying to figure out why Eric had a wine glass.
I don't know.
Because I didn't have anything else and I was thirsty.
He's just drinking his water.
We weren't all rich boys like you, Rick.
You had a wine glass. It wasn't like a solo cup.
this one.
This fundraiser was started in honor of your mother, Trisha Whiteley. We raised $5,323.85. She might not be able to understand it at this point, but if she could, she'd love it.
Why you gotta hit me with feels, Cobb? Ah, both with that and this music.
Yeah. Hey, look at my family.
Ah, I love that moment.
Was Shane reacting to his own lightsaber fight?
Yeah, he hadn't seen it.
He hadn't seen the one thing a long time ago.
Rick, you're reacting to your own channel.
There's a Porg. Oh, remember this?
That was a good shit, man.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Fire!
Oh, fuck, it's good.
Freeze the black.
I think one way.
Yeah!
Silver. You know he had to be in there.
Like Australia.
Wave gone.
Wave gone. Wave gone.
Shane's Last Samurai.
People I love. Oh my gosh.
This is good.
Mind wave boys, no.
Yes!
No, the spoon. I saw the spoon.
Yes.
The fridge.
Man, this is very comprehensive. That's great.
That's good.
Yeah. All in nice. 3.5 minutes.
Yep. That's funny. Very good job, Cobb.
Yes. Well,
so much
done.
Has changed, but really nothing really has changed.
Like your face. Man.
Huh?
Your beard's a lot shorter now.
Yeah, face is a little thinner, but beard is a little thinner, too.
Not quite enough Smash Brothers, which is the real heart and soul of Blind Wave.
Yeah, he really cut out a lot, and all of that was Smash Brothers. I don't know what the hell would you still?
Remake.
Is there a bug
so
in
much of Smash Brothers.
No, but Melanie, her phone, like, there's all these noises in the middle of that, started making noises everywhere. So I took off running, trying to find him, and I found it was Melanie's phone was, like, ringing. And an alarm was going off. I just grabbed it and threw it out into the hallway. I'm glad I had some...
The 6 years of Blind Wave video.
I'm glad I have pants on.
Yeah, that's good. Good job.
Yeah, I'm just wearing my Olaf pajama pants. They're so comfy.
Hmm.
I don't wear real pants. Oh, I didn't have to wear real pants really at Blind Wave either, but...
No, you didn't.
I wear even less real pants at work. Or here, at home. At homework. So
work home.
But no, that video, I like it. It was really good. I know some people in chat maybe were. I sent all of them the spoiler free version, but the ones you guys watched was the non spoiler version. So
okay, all right, spoiler version. Okay, so I'm assuming just like what we were reacting to, maybe.
Yeah, there was some stuff of that's what we were reacting to that was spoilers for others. So what you guys saw was different from what chat saw. So that people aren't. No, people have seen something. No one saw
it. It's so cool to see in there, like, it was like a second, but it was the hashtag Clone Wars saved video when we realized that they were bringing Clone Wars back after 3 years. And we're watching it right now. So that was pretty cool.
Clone Wars has been so good. I love Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Love it so much. And that video went all the way to, like, now with 500K. We just hit that within our five-year mark.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last stream, Rick was like, it's like 100K a year. I'm like, yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
Which isn't too bad of a ratio.
Yeah,
an average, I guess. Considering first year, I'm pretty certain our first year was not 100K.
No.
You know? Like,
No. I don't remember where our old channel got to.
Yeah, that's true, because we reset.
I think it was like 80K, wasn't it?
We only brought over... I don't know. Probably
we brought over 12,000 subscribers in the first day. I remember that being like, "All right, people came over with us." But
that's still only a small
percentage
of our full group. So, but it's really cool. Appreciate everybody who's joined us along the way. Had
absolutely.
Fun. Everyone who went to WaveCon or met us at meet and greets. Those are some of my favorite things. Is meeting new people at WaveCon or getting to see people that we have seen before, but we just see them again. After like a year or so, and see like what they're up to, what they've been doing, what color Greaves' hair is this year. You know, all
this
that
week,
great stuff.
It changes.
Our old channel currently has 51,900 subscribers.
Our old channel? It still has subscribers?
Our old channel. Yeah, 51.9. Yeah. I mean, we can sell that.
It's got no monetization.
It does not have any monetization, but it's got to be valuable somehow or something, right?
Yeah.
It's empty right now.
I like to think there's a guy out there who's just like, man, I really wish these Blind Wave guys would get back to this.
I'm not unsubbing, though.
I like them. Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's like me and Frankie on PC.
Don't these fuckers know there's more episodes of The Flash? Jesus.
Yeah, Ferocity's at 23.8 million views.
Yeah, that's probably what's keeping it alive. Yeah, like, Ferocity.
People see that, they just subscribe automatically.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We should make one of those Where Are They Now videos and put it on the old channel.
That would be funny.
Just us sitting at the table. We're here. And we point down at a link. And
go there now. Oh, man. Anyway, thank you, Cobb. That was really cool. I really liked that.
Yeah, thank you, Cobb.
It looked very cool. Mm-hmm. I can't look at Discord or else I remove your guys' stuff. I remember there were a few other links.
Don't do that.
Huh? There was a few other links and stuff that people had, one of which had to do with Wolfenstein.
Yep. There's a board game for it.
There's a board game.
I know the Doom board game is supposed to be pretty good. I imagine the Wolfenstein one is similar, but I actually don't know that much about it.
I wonder if you can do 2v1s in the Doom board game.
No, it was like a cooperative dungeon crawl.
Makes sense.
Sort of thing. Yeah, there was links of some terrible things about protective masks that look like face huggers.
That's great. I saw that. I want one so bad. I would wear that daily just to work for no reason.
No, no. No, thank you.
It's pretty good, though.
No, it's not.
I gotta admit, people would stay away from you.
I can't. I mean, I think people would stay away from me if I just don't wear a mask, period.
No, they don't.
I don't know. You would think, but...
I mean, it's,
trust me.
It depends where.
They're currently ordered to.
Yeah, but people don't.
I think it's recommended by CDC if you're going to be in a place that you can't keep a 6-foot radius or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, I haven't been out of the house, like, let's see. It was either... I think it might have been Monday that I went out and got gas. Other than that, I haven't been outside other than like on a walk.
Wait.
Sure.
Why did you go out to get gas?
So that he could not go out, Aaron.
If you're not going anywhere.
Maggie needed me to get gas.
So like in the car or like in a gas can?
You never know when you're going to need to like go drive somewhere.
It's just
an emergency. You don't have any gas and you got to stop on the way to the emergency room to get gas? It's ridiculous, Aaron.
I was just thinking how funny it is of like, I haven't gone anywhere, but I left to go get gas. I'm like, why'd you need gas if you haven't gone anywhere?
I mean, go and get it now.
Gas is cheap right now.
Yeah, before you go.
True,
it's
yeah,
like
I know.
$1.50.
Yeah, I've gone and gotten gas as well, but I saw, what was really cool is I saw it was an ad on Hulu when we were watching stuff last night that was all about like hashtag delivery or something like that. Because it was talking about like the stay at home, but it was like, open for delivery, I think that's what it was, hashtag open for delivery. And it was like, it was just showing all these restaurants open for delivery, being like, don't forget, get food, you know, like.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool. And then I was like, I wonder if Star of India is open. I would hate for them to go under. They're
yeah.
closed.
Yeah.
Because this thing fucks them over or something.
I know Twitter's been doing like, you know, support your local businesses. You know, if they offer delivery, make sure you get from there rather than the huge places because, you know, they're not going to see as much.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Wendy's and McDonald's and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about
Star Vineyard. They've got drive-thrus.
Melanie told me House of Wines is still open. And I was like, they are? That surprises me like crazy because they're much more of a fancier kind of sit-down and eat place rather than a
yeah, but they do have takeout, don't they?
Maybe. Yeah. I've never tried it.
I mean, every place that's open has to have takeout only right now.
Well, at this point, yes.
No dining at all.
But they have takeout before, I think. I was just wondering, like, if some places, like, you know what, we're going to start doing takeout right now. Like, it's so good Little Caesars started doing delivery.
Yeah.
They foresaw. They saw it coming.
So I've got some wrestling news, if you guys want to hear about
wrestling news. Okay. I thought they were not doing anything.
Well, that's interesting, Aaron. Well, before I get to that whole story, first, a bit of a sad story. Well, a very sad story. Howard Finkel passed away today.
I know that dude. He was one of the announcers, right?
Yep, he was one of the ring announcers.
Yeah,
he passed away at the age of 69.
Jeez, nice. 69. How long has he been working? Because I remember him back in the day.
Well, he was hired in 1975.
Yeah,
and I think he was the primary announcer until like 2000.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't recognize like more recent pictures, but I recognize this old picture of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Fink.
The Fink.
Yeah. I recognize the Fink.
I remember that guy and what was his name? Gene?
Gene Okerlin.
Gene. I remember
Gene. Yeah, Gene. I remember one of the first times I saw Gene in like a YouTube compilation or something like that. Just Andre the Giant grabbed his face. It was like a baseball. It was the size of a baseball in his hand.
Yeah. Jeez.
And then, so as far as wrestling goes, so wrestling for a while there wasn't having any places where they could film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's true for like UFC as well, which was also trying to go forward. So AEW, a few weeks ago, they took some of the wrestlers and they taped like say 5 weeks of footage for their weekly TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what they're going to do when that footage is up, but wrestling decided instead to go back to live TV.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
3 days a week.
You mean like WWE?
Yeah. So Florida classified the WWE as an essential business.
Okay.
And that was coincidentally about a week after the WWE gave a few million dollars to the Republican Super PAC, which there's a Republican governor in Florida.
Yeah. Lobbying, also, man. Money buys votes.
You know, correlation doesn't mean causation, Rick.
Yeah.
That's okay. Just a coincidence. Okay.
Things happen
sure is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So how do they justify that it's an essential business?
Well, so the way it's classified is any sporting event that has a national audience is considered an essential business. And it's something to do with like the culture of America or something like that. I forget what the exact wording is. So, you know, it's open to more than just WWE, but WWE seems to be the only one that's taking part in it right now.
Well, so it gives them a place that they can film and start doing their live shows. Right.
Yeah, and it's crazy that they're doing it live again, because at least if you tape like 5 weeks ahead of time, right? Like, if you were one of those wrestlers, you could go wrestle. You could then like quarantine yourself for a couple of weeks and then maybe see your family or something before you have to go back 3 weeks later. But with these wrestlers now live 3 days a week, depending on the wrestler, like they're just going to have to live in a hotel in Florida, I guess, until all this is over, or else they risk exposing their families if they decide to go home. Who knows exactly how long this whole situation is going to last. And then, not only is all this happening, but they also have had massive layoffs and firings as well.
Oh, oof. Okay.
I imagine, like, wrestlers are like
probably to pay for the $2 million or several million dollar payout for the Republican.
So WWE is not in any danger of going out of business or even really losing money because of their TV deals and their Saudi Arabia deals. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars in profit, and there's almost nothing that can happen that will change that. But they decided to save money that they're supposedly losing in the crisis. They have laid off a couple dozen wrestlers and several backstage talents as well. The non-wrestlers are on an unpaid furlough, so they may be brought back into the company after all this is over. Mm-hmm. But the wrestlers were just let go from their contracts.
Wow.
And they also all have at least, I think it's 30-day non-compete clauses. So, but there's also no wrestling to go do anyway.
Well, yeah, you can't compete right now anyway, so.
Unless you're in the WWE.
Take 30 days off and then you can go find someone else when this stuff hopefully passes over, you know?
I guess.
So, pretty crazy stuff. There's some the names of who have been released so far. You guys won't have heard of most of them, but I'll go through the wrestlers real quick here. Drake Maverick, Curt Hawkins, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, which is interesting in that they just re-signed a huge money deal, but were let go. EC3, Leo Rush, Eric Young, Heath Slater, Aiden English, Kurt Angle, which you may have heard of.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Logan, referee Mike Chioda, which he's been with the company for like 31 years now, I think.
Dang. He's got let go?
Yeah, are these all the let goes, or some of these also the...
These are all the let goes.
Oh.
Dang.
Eric Rowan, Primo Epico, Mike and Maria Kanellis, who are married, Zack Ryder, No Way Jose, and Rusev.
Rusev? Oh, no. It was not his day.
So I believe all the wrestlers were told in texts after the conference call happened saying that all this stuff was going to happen, like to the investors.
Yeah.
Lance Storm, Billy Kidman, Mike Rotunda, and Dave Finley, Pat Buck, Sean DiViardi, Scott Armstrong, Sarah Stock, and Shane Helms are like agents and producers and stuff. They've been put on a temporary suspension without pay.
Gotcha.
Suspension? Isn't that like a disciplinary?
So they're doing this where other companies such as Ring of Honor, who can't run shows and are losing and aren't making money, are still paying the wrestlers that were scheduled for dates that aren't happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's pretty crazy stuff.
Well, who would have thought WWE and Florida both would have bad behavior?
Yeah.
Florida's always in the news. Yeah.
So that's wrestling.
That sucks. I mean, it's one of those things where, like, it's kind of like, I don't mean to get political, but it's kind of like Trump. Like, Trump, he does so many things that if any other, like, politician would have done one of those things, they would have been like, oh, this is fucking over. But they just do so many things, you're just like, eh, par for the course, whatever. It's not a big deal, you know? Like, will there be any repercussions for WWE for those bad practices, you know? Like, it's ridiculous.
It was funny. I mean, it was funny the other day because there was like some kind of live thing that Melanie was watching. Was Trump talking about coronavirus and different things.
Yeah.
And I wasn't watching it. I was watching something else and doing stuff on my computer and stuff. But she was on the computer behind me. And I just hear like, what are you talking about? Like, she's just like yelling at the screen. She's like, I don't understand. Why is he here? And I'm like, I don't know, Melanie. Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what's going on. She's talking about something unrelated to anything. And talking about, I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't make any sense.
the funniest thing I saw this last week was Trump being like, you know, I have the authority over these governors to tell them when they have to reopen these states. And people were like, no, you don't. The governors have that authority. Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm going to let the governors have the authority to, you know, they're allowed to do that now. And they're like, you just said that. You still don't have any authority over that.
Daisoka brought up something I forgot too. So Vince McMahon is on Trump's council that he made about like reopening America. Mm-hmm. He's one of his like top guys in that as well.
He's on a council, but did he grant him the rank of master?
No. He did not grant you the rank of master.
It's outrageous.
Have a seat. And of course,
Linda McMahon used to be in charge of small business in the like cabinet, yeah. But
gotcha.
Is no longer.
Interesting.
Small
they did.
Business.
I mean, Trump was on in a wrestling event. One
he
time,
was.
Right?
Was it Stone Cold that like punched him or something?
Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I think Stone Cold like stunnered him or something. I remember watching something. I think it was Stone Cold.
But so is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I mean,
well, I feel like he deserves to be there.
Yeah.
Like, I personally don't like the guy. I think he's a terrible president. But he's got some shit that no other president can say they did. I mean, it's outstanding.
Very true. Is that all in the idea of wrestling, Rick?
Oh, I mean, there's always more in the idea of wrestling. If you want to talk about sumo, there was a confirmed case for one of the lower-ranked wrestlers. So it seems unlikely that the May tournament is going to be happening. That could be pushed back to the fall, to the very least.
Gotcha.
All right, well, we'll look forward to the update. What happens next?
Yep. Thank you, correspondent Rick, on the WWE AEW Wrestling Sumo organization.
But yeah, I would, you know, maybe think about canceling your WWE Network subscription. Like I did long ago.
Yeah.
let them know that this kind of stuff isn't cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'll go cancel mine now, Rick.
All right.
No, I never supported them.
I've been boycotting them for a long time. I mean, that's what I meant.
I'm only going to cancel one of mine right now and keep the other just in case I get bored or something.
Gotcha.
Just throw it on.
Otherwise, in Blind Wave news, one of the things that happened, if you hadn't seen it, is we dropped a new series yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Well, that was yesterday.
Yes, yeah. We did. We have Good Omens on the channel now, which was one of the shows we tried to pick up. It's not a super long one, but we had some gaps and stuff with all the stuff going on. We wanted to try to get something. Yeah. So we're going to try to run that one through this quarantine-y stay-at-home time.
Yeah, only like six for... episodes. For doing like new shows, we didn't want to like start a new show that was going to start with remote reactions and then eventually go back to the normal way of doing things. So we decided like, what's something short that we can do? And Good Omens seemed like it was going to be that real good fit.
Yeah.
So.
And it's been pretty good.
And it gives Rick more chance to work on his clue as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show. I believe the plan still is that we're not going to, as Eric was saying, we're not going to be starting any poll winners until probably back at the studio, is essentially what he's saying there. But we may have some smaller things kind of pop in here and there if we can figure out things and what we can fit in.
Mm-hmm. Which the soonest that is for us right now is the beginning of May, but we'll see. We don't know. It could still go on a lot longer.
Yeah, I saw some people being like, "Oh, so Good Omens won the poll." I was like, "I don't think it was on there, was it?"
No, it wasn't on the poll.
It wasn't one of the 10 options.
No, the only poll it's been on was the WaveCon poll.
Mm-hmm. True, yeah, it was on there. Very true. So yeah, so the poll winner still has yet to be announced. You'll have a riddle coming out here at some point, and then we'll figure things out. But we still don't know when we're gonna be back in the studio yet.
No.
Nope. The order currently lasts until May 1st, but who knows what will happen on May 1st.
Yeah, that's just when it's going to be reassessed.
So now that we've had a couple, I don't know, a week or so of like really doing this remote reaction thing, how are you guys feeling about it? Rick, barring your bad experience today.
I had two bad experiences today.
I hate because there's so many things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
it's
felt
just
like
quadrupling the chances.
Yeah. Like, well, and the thing too is that there's not really the way most of our setups are, there's not a backup. Like at work, we had a camera. We recorded two different SD cards. If something happened to one, hopefully the other one's okay. And things were.
If the power went out, we had UPSs so the camera would buy the recording and. Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, here there's internet, which wasn't really an issue before. You know, if we lost it, we got to pause things, but we're all still here. We could stop the recording if we needed to. Here, like someone just drops out or something, and then you're like, well, are they still watching? They can't talk to us now. I don't know what's going on. So you have that. You have everyone's individual recordings. Hopefully, the recording is being recorded properly, and the audio layers aren't wrong or something, and something's messed up in that sense. I don't know. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. And
I agree.
And
like,
will.
it's not like too bad in terms of like I think the final product looks good. I think it sounds okay. Like, I'm not unhappy with that. It's just the absolute stress of starting and being like, don't fuck up, Because there's of course there's the limitation on our own internet, but there's also that human error, and I make a lot of errors, and I am very human, so I don't think I've fucked up yet. But I got close a couple times.
Yeah.
I fucked up today.
Yeah. Well, one you did. The other one you couldn't control.
One was just power.
Yeah.
On a non-technological side of things, I also take up my bedroom, which doesn't allow my wife access to this that often. She usually tries to stay out so that she's not interrupting filming or anything or streams and whatnot. So that's one. That's another issue that's not a technical side of things.
So the only downside, which happened today, because I'm down here in my game room, which is in the basement, like when my power went out today, it was just complete darkness. Like, I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
You're just walking through like...
It's like, oh God. This is the end.
This is how I die.
I've never been more lost in my own home than I am right now.
You ever try to, like, close your eyes and, like, walk through your house without hitting things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember doing that different times. Like, especially when I was a kid in my parents' house. I'm like, all right, I'm going to walk from my bedroom all the way to the front door with my eyes closed. I know this house really well. And I start going, you know? And I usually do pretty well. I'm like, all right, should be a chair right here.
My house is too messy, though.
Oh, yeah, mine is now. Like, that was back when I was old enough to keep my room clean enough, and the only issue would have been, like, a dog, I guess.
Now you have, like, kids.
Yeah, I can't do that now. It's hard to tell what's on the floor, what's going to show up. It's crazy.
If I had found my way to it, I do have a flashlight in my game room. I have a little set of tweezers to use for my war games that have a flashlight on them.
What?
Do you still have that?
I'll see if I can find them.
Rick, do you still have that forest game that has a lantern?
Oh yeah, I have that one too.
See, there you go. Where are you going?
Or do you have like a phone?
I don't know where my phone is.
Flashlight's there too.
My phone's missing. I probably accidentally threw my phone out in the hallway instead of Melanie's. That's probably what happened. Oh, alrighty.
So now we get to just watch Rick stumble around looking for a little tiny flashlight.
Yep. You guys can go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to ask too. Like, well, you know, those are the bad things about it, but has there been anything that you guys have enjoyed about the remote reactions? The one thing I would say is I love being able to modulate my own volume, because sometimes when we're together and the volume is iffy, you know, I don't want to interrupt and say, hey guys, can someone turn this up? Or I'll just be like, I'll just go with it. But I'm able to, like, pay attention to the music a lot more at home, at least. So that's been nice, but that's pretty much it in terms of the advantage.
I have nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. There's nothing I like more. Yeah, see, Rick, you could use that in the dark.
Do you have all of your war game boxes memorized to know which one exactly has the tweezers, or are you just going to dump them all out on the table?
No, I know where they are, but my headphones won't reach.
Mm.
I can see them.
Well, I meant, like, in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
You would have to know exactly which box it was, right?
Well, Rick, or if Rick has anything memorized, it's that wall right behind him, okay?
That's fair, I guess.
Yeah, he's Daredevil when he steps over there.
Yeah, the only thing would be any wires he's added in the last couple of weeks because of this setup he has that he forgot were there. This is Rick's domain. This is where he is.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, for me, other than what happened today, like, this is how I would do reactions all the time if I could.
Yeah.
I just love being home.
No, I understand.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because he's afraid of leaving the house, gets lost on the path of life.
Aaron, you do have something. Chris Fizz brought it up. You're not sitting on the slanted floor.
I don't know. I guess. There you go.
He misses it now.
There's
he
a
keeps
perk.
Like leaning off the side when he's recording.
I guess that's a perk. I don't know. My lighting here has been so tough to do. I don't like my background. I can't move this setup anywhere else in my house. Nowhere. Everywhere
just
has something or some. That's worse. It's no audio. The kids are playing piano out there and record. You guys heard the one day the recorders were playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ba, ba, ba.
Well, they heard you were recording. They wanted to record too.
I've got the condenser mic, so like whatever they're doing upstairs, you don't really hear in the reactions. And Evie's just a really good girl anyway. Like, even if Maggie and I are down here streaming, she's pretty good on her own.
Get three
to
more,
be quiet,
Rick.
And stuff.
Get three more.
Hey.
See how many good girls you get then.
You should have considered this when you were having three more, Aaron.
Things just didn't work. And some things work too well. But yeah. Anyway, as far as anything else, I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything else that's like a super positive. I don't have any of my notes. I haven't gone back to the studio to get them.
I haven't gotten back and got my notes either.
So
no, I haven't either.
I don't have those.
I thought I had all my
notes. I rely on my memory most of the time anyway.
Yeah. Like, I thought I had all of my notes, but and I was bragging to you guys. I got them all. But I've forgotten like two books. And
we started something
more.
The one day, and you were like, damn it, I don't have these. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's also nice that I took my work computer home, so I have my personal gaming computer and then the work gaming computer, so Maggie and I can play like games together, which is fun. we played Vermintide, and
I could have brought the one home, but I don't know where I'd put it.
Right, K-Dog? Oh my gosh.
I do. I have liked streaming from home because my stream day is on Saturdays, and it's nice not having to go in the studio. I just come downstairs, and I've taught myself OBS, and it's not too difficult at all. So I do feel like I have a little bit more control over my stream, so that's been nice.
Every time you say that, Obi perks his ears up. You talking about me?
We just got to get fiber to all of our houses. That's the key.
And backup generators.
Like, yeah, yes. I'm gonna say yours today was an internet. Although a few days have been internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting ready to start filming. He's like, well, guys, I'm sorry. My internet went out.
Calvin's had internet problems.
Yeah. It's always right before we start, like, filming.
Eric always has audio issues.
Well, yesterday my internet went out, and I can't remember what I said. I was like, all right, so here's what I have to say. And then my internet just went out.
Yeah, it was perfect timing.
Yeah, that was great timing, though.
We're like, what? Eric, are you there? So
I was just like, fuck!
Yeah. So, yeah, there's lots of issues that can occur, especially with all four of us trying to record individually through internet and everything power-wise.
Yeah, it's definitely nerve-wracking. If the nerve-wracking wasn't there, I would be okay. But I just missed, like, I don't know. One, I just missed being around you guys. But two, like, I feel like it was just, like, you know, the percentage that the chemistry can get to can only go to, like, 80, 75 maybe, as opposed to 100 in person, you know?
Well, I hate not being able to see. Like, we can't. Sometimes in reactions, things will happen, and, like, some of us will make looks, you know? Like, we can't do that. Yeah. Half the time, we can't see each other. Like, what's going on?
No, we can't see each other. We can't, like, play off that.
I can't stare at you guys here on the screen, and it works the same in this video of me being like,
yeah,
you know, like, I have to look at you.
We've struggled so hard to replace what has become so important to us, hitting the button
start
and end videos.
Yeah.
It's every single time we come to them, like, God damn, we need to figure this out. We never do.
So, yeah. Yeah, there's lots of things. I can't wait to actually be in the studio and do it.
Yeah. It's also just a matter of you can't get as much done when we're doing remote reactions. There's just so much lead-up time and changeover, and you got to make sure we're all watching the same thing, the same version, same files, make sure you got your uploads going, you know, all that stuff. It's a lot of extra baggage, but you got to do what you got to do.
And we're recording in a file so that it won't delete if something happens, but then we have to transfer that file over, then upload that file individually.
Yeah,
it's a lot of stuff. So, but anyway, we're trying. I'm trying, guys.
we are trying. Luckily, we were pretty far ahead. We got pretty far ahead before we quarantined ourselves on most of the videos, but we are at the point now where we're needing to record reactions from home for everything. So start to expect to see that very, very soon on, especially the catch-up stuff on Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least for a little bit, maybe. We'll see how things go, but it'll sprinkle in there.
Yep.
Yeah, if anything, like, the fact that all the stuff is delayed, like My Hero and Demon Slayer, like, that's killing me, because I need to know what happens.
Yeah, I know. I hate the idea that people out there, I mean, it's always like this for anime, but the people out there that have already seen it and enjoyed it, one, because of the sub, and then two, I mean, we have these big breaks now with My Hero, which I think they're trying to go like every other week.
Cool.
I mean, we were complaining about what we do and how long it takes. I can't imagine what it's like for those guys with their audio engineers having to set that stuff up and...
Yeah, I didn't notice anything on the episode that they all filmed at home. Mm-hmm. Like, it was perfect.
Yeah, it sounded great.
Kudos to them.
Yeah. I mean, that just means they had to ship out a bunch of mics and equipment and train people on how to use it and all that stuff. So
well, that's what they're doing, too, with some of the talk show hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was watching, who was it? Was it Jim? Man, I think it was one of the Jimmys. One of the Jimmys, one of them, and they were talking. They were talking
James
to
Corden.
They were talking to John Oliver, and they were talking about how they had to go through, and they're like on a Zoom call or something, like talking to audio engineers, trying to tell them how to set up and start recording from their house to do it and everything. And he's like, he has his little girl pounding on the door, like, he's like, what? I'm trying to work. Meanwhile, he's like, okay, so the red button. He's like, no, not yet. You know, he's like, I'm sorry. So it's just lots of them. Lots of people are going through the same kind of stuff of trying to figure out, like, what do we do to get to keep doing things so that things keep happening in some way or fashion. Because they do more newsy stuff too, but they also do entertainment and stuff. And I feel like right now is a time when people need some distractions and something to not just go crazy at home, being like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like the brick and mortar stuff is like taking a massive downturn, but everything online is just booming right now because everybody's stuck at home bored.
I saw like so many things. Fitbit has like a 30-day free special thing on their app or whatever. Like, go ahead and keep working out at home. Here you go. Have a Fitbit for free. Sorry.
Have any of you guys just had like a moment of just absolute restlessness where you just want to go anywhere but home?
Yes. I've definitely had one moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's almost like a nervous energy. I'm like, I got to do something, you know?
It's almost like,
I'm going to go play Pokemon Go.
It's the opposite feeling of wanting to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's like wanting to like be more awake than your currently fully conscious self. Because you just feel so stuck. I don't know. Sure. I don't know how to describe it.
It was last night. I didn't feel like I wanted to go somewhere, but I felt like I wanted to do something. And I was standing up. Melanie was like lying in bed. I think we had been watching TV. And I was standing there. I just started like swinging my arms like crazily. And she's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I just want to do something. and she was just laughing at me. And I'm like, I want to do something. I don't know. Play a game or watch something. Or I don't know what to do.
I've got to do.
Like, it was just like, you ask her about it. She was like, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. I we could play a game. Like, I don't want to sit on my computer, but I don't know what to do. And we could watch TV, but I don't know. And eventually, we ended up watching like This Is Us and Last Man Standing and stuff like that too. But
sure,
it was just like this moment of like, I have energy, I guess, but I don't know what to do, and I don't want to go to bed, and I just want to do something. But I just wasn't. I just stood there saying nothing, and I'm just like swinging my arms around. And she's just like, "What's going on?"
Yeah, I mean, for me and. Like, I know it's not healthy for me, but, like, I have to force myself to leave the house normally.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is just sort of the ideal existence for me. It's going to be really tough when all this is over to go back, I feel like.
Yeah, savor it while you can.
So you're like one of the introverts where people keep on making the meme of, like, everyone's freaking out. Introverts are like, this is the greatest kind of thing. Like, yeah. You're just like, I like being home.
Like, you know. When I'm at work reacting with you guys, like, I love being around you guys, but, like, any person that I'm around that isn't Maggie or Evie, like, drains energy from me. Right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Like, do that on purpose. Sustains.
Huh? That sustains. It sustains. Yeah.
I'm going crazy. I'm like, energy.
Melanie says I drain her energy, too.
Yeah. So, like, I'm, you know, usually pretty exhausted after a day hanging out with you guys. And, like, I've been so rested and just gleeful having been here at home.
I definitely need less sleep since I've been, like, staying home and stuff.
Yeah.
You need less sleep?
Yeah, than normal.
You're just tired of sleeping?
Yeah, like, if I... like, I can't sleep all day like I used to.
That's good.
But... yeah, I'm also worried, like, of how it's going to go, though, after it's all over. Because I've struggled with anxiety in the past, and there was a time in my life where I developed agoraphobia, where I couldn't leave the house.
Sure.
So I don't want that to happen again. So I'm trying to keep an eye on it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't want to have to sit at the table, Rick, and just open an iPad and set you there. And yeah, Rick's here, guys. You like that little robot? What's that movie? What was it, show? I remember like something in like it was like a robot that rolled and it just had a face on it. I can't think what it was.
Arrested Development. It was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it Arrested Development? Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, you can have a surrogate, which is the one guy that was wore the hat. And then there was something else that did that I'd seen. Yeah.
Psych also did an episode.
It might
have
been Psych. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen that in a couple of different things.
Anyway. George Lopez and Spy Kids. Okay. There might have been something. All right. Is there anything else in the Discord, Rick? I can't click off or else you guys disappear.
There's something about a limited edition of Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, and Ooh. Jedi Academy having limited physical editions for Switch yes. and PS4. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they look really cool. I've seen them. It's for both like Outcast and Academy, you said?
Mm-hmm. Did those yeah. just come out?
They're coming out.
Okay. I'm like, am I supposed to go get those?
April 24th.
Yeah.
April 4th?
What? 24th.
24th.
I mean, it's really cool, but I just like I can't play that, at least Outcast. I got it for the Switch. I can't play it for the Switch, but when yeah. I play it on PC, it's perfect. I love it. But I just... It just doesn't work for me on console, so I don't know if I'll get them.
Need those really expensive eBay mouse keyboard converters.
Yeah.
When you play it on the Switch, how do you play it, Eric? Do you play it like with the two Joy-Cons individually?
Or do you play it with like, a
controller?
I mean, I've done both. I just don't like the game, the way the game feels with it. I don't know. It's probably just because, I mean, I literally spent 5-6 years playing those games, like a lot, you know. Yeah. So
with mouse and keyboard,
I'm probably just it's like some kind of like brain pathway messed me up, and now I can't go back. You know?
So I was just wondering, like, on holding two individual Joy-Cons, if it would have kind of a mousey flow because of the way you can move them. But
I think it's more just the joystick having like a limited amount of like turn speed.
Also, it's just. I feel like I just can't aim with the joystick very well in that game. I'm not saying like it's a problem with all first-person shooters, but I mean it's just way more precise in the it's way more precise with the mouse and keyboard, and because of that I just developed these really bad habits because I was better at shooting with it, you know.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about maybe doing that for like a Saturday stream, just like throwing out some on PC, some Jedi Outcast might be fun.
Jedi Outcast.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
That could be cool.
But speaking of limited editions, I do have something to show, actually.
Huh. Oh, Dan. Daniel, you'll like this.
Revan Jedi variant, Black Series. It's purple.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Great that it's purple.
I've had that pre-ordered for a little bit. So I have the Darth Revan up here somewhere, but this is the Jedi version, so pretty cool. I love it.
Oh, so there's the Darth Revan and there's the Jedi version of Revan?
Yeah.
Two of them? Yep. That's cool. I like that. Revan is such a cool character.
He's fantastic.
I hope they do.
I've legit thought about doing Jedi Knights or Knights of the Old Republic as a Saturday stream. Just like a one-off stream might be fun too.
You wouldn't get very far in one stream unless you streamed like all day. I could
get off Terrace.
You get off Terrace.
You could get off on stream?
Playing that game? Hell yeah.
See, there's a lot to do in Terrace, though, too, if you wanted to take your time. Or you, Rick,
there's
Eric,
a lot, but you don't have to do everything.
Speed run it.
I'm not going to solve that one lady's marital problems.
That's on Dantooine.
No, there's another one there, too.
The one with the robot? The droid? The sex droid?
Something like that.
What?
Yeah, you got to
play
it.
Dude, it's a great game. It is. Fantastic.
I got to play this. Fun. This sounds crazy.
Eric, you should speedrun. See if you can beat the game in one Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah, like just try to speedrun through.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Or do that with Jedi Outcast.
You'd have to skip all the story stuff, though.
Well, he knows the story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I do. I haven't played it in like 10, 12 years. I thought it'd be a fun thing just to throw out and play on a Saturday.
Betty will. All right, Rick, is that all of the Discord-y things?
Yeah. If Eric gets to show off his collection, do I get to show off one of mine?
You can pick one. Lantern. You can pick one, Rick. You don't get to pick everything.
All right.
He already showed off the lantern.
Calvin, you can show off one thing of your collection.
Mine came.
One thing of mine?
Jancy brought in the box while we were recording something, and I had to like stop myself from going and opening the box and looking at it. So... Like, I guess I'm leaving.
Where are you going? No, they're all getting one thing to show. Do I get one thing to show? What should I show?
Huh. All right, so.
What do you got?
I got junk art.
Okay.
Which right. was a Easter present for Evelyn. It's okay. got these wooden blocks and shapes in it that you have to stack up using different, like, rule sets.
Mm-hmm.
And if your stuff falls over, you know, you lose points or you lose kind of thing. But like some of them you have to build the tallest thing. Sometimes you have to like coordinate colors. It's got these really cool, interesting pieces that fit together in unique ways. And it's got like 10 different rule sets that you can play through. You're sort of traveling from city to city making these different art exhibits. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Cool.
It's a lot of fun.
I've seen you guys play that pretty much anyone on Snapchat and stuff.
That game reminds me of kind of a game called Kaboom, I think it was called, which you have to build stuff too, but you're building it against other people, and they all have catapults, and they're trying to knock your towers over.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
So some of the modes in that, you're building stuff like together. Some of them, you're building your own thing. It's good for pretty much anyone, kids or adults. Junk art.
Calvin, did you find something?
Yeah. This is the prize of my collection.
Well, we got demonetized.
We might. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
No, there's people that stream with guns all the time.
I have this sitting.
That's nice. The prize of your collection?
I don't have a prize. I don't know what my prize of a collection is. This is sitting on my computer. I just have various things sitting around. If I had to find the prize of my collection, I don't know what I'd pick yet. I also have this guy. He's sitting up here too.
Oh.
Eric, if you keep showing things, I'm going to keep showing things. It's
Eric,
never gonna
you
end.
Already yes. showed so a thing. You're done. All right. You're done.
I'm going for another.
No. Eric, you're muted. You're also muted, Eric. You fool.
All right, I got this. Power of the Force. Jabba the Hutt.
All right. No, Eric, they want a video of all your junk.
Here we go.
Damn it. Guys.
Got myself guys. Jawa, Shadow Trooper. What's this? Fucking General Jan Dodonna, baby.
Guys.
Dodonna.
I was joking. I was just putting my gun back.
Okay, that's fine.
I figured you were going to wrap it up.
Nope, he's not.
And Caesar,
Battle of Elysia.
Ooh, goodness.
This is an old Avalon Hill game from like the 70s.
I'm about to mute them all.
I feel like this is the perfect time for me to say this, but et tu, Brute?
Look at these combat tables. Look at all these counters that I haven't clipped yet. It's going to take me days to clip these counters.
My keyboard.
Your compound bow and raise you a crossbow.
I have my keyboard. That's my prize. Look at that. Right, Rick?
Your prize?
Look at this. See?
Got an empty shot of Fireball whiskey that I had at the end of my stream.
It's a weird keyboard.
Focus.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's got a great first-person shooter circle-y thing on the side. It's awesome. It's
fantastic.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
I've got a quarter cup of milk.
All right. Hell yeah. All right, Calvin. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys got to tune in next week for Blind Witch Show and Tell.
So see, it has like this thing on the side built onto it, which has the space bar and then like WASD on it and Q&E and then all my buttons along the upper edges. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I love it for like WoW. I love it for first-person shooters. It's good for pretty much everything except for, like, RTSs.
My headphones are so tangled. Oh, God.
What's new?
I also have this fat little Spider-Man guy.
Ah, nice.
And this bit.
I got this
big boob.
Blind Wave water bottle. 500K. You guys can get your own over at the Blind Wave store.
I have a mug.
I have an apple.
And
I have
you guys didn't know this was a plug. This is all a plug all along.
We got him. Sorry. We got him, guys.
Oh, that's funny.
Do
you guys want me to ask some of these Twitch questions?
Yeah. Twitch questions.
Twitch.
Are the new ones at the top or the bottom?
I never found out. You told me the one. I swore it was the other. I was about to go through the same
Someone
thing.
Someone ask a question right now.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, I think Jancy made that Spider-Man for her, by the way.
Yeah, she did. That's why I was showing it. And you were just like, oh. I thought you'd be like, hey, that Jancy did that.
But you didn't. Well, I wasn't sure. I thought it was.
You said you were going to throw that away, Aaron.
Shh. I haven't gotten around to it yet.
All right. Lenny just sent one.
Yeah, I kept it. Look. Why would I get rid of it?
Did it show up at the top or the bottom?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't see it either.
It shows up.
Must be somewhere in the middle.
It shows up alphabetically.
Oh my gosh!
All right, let's go through Rick, and we'll try. I'm going to start at the top. You start at the bottom. We'll find some questions. We'll go back and forth with some questions. Does that sound good?
All right. Yep.
Light 667 says, "Got my 500K shirt in the mail today." Woo!
Woo! All right. I'm gonna reject a few of these here.
I'm pretty sure a lot of the bottom ones are from my stream.
Username Gary just says, "How are the kids with the stay-at-home order?" Well, mine are okay.
Rancid.
They're doing schoolwork for most of the time. And then Leon, yesterday Leon decided he was going to clean his room.
Yeah.
And then when he was done with that, he started cleaning Kanan and Ayla's room. And then when he was done with that, he started cleaning the loft. He cleaned the whole upstairs. And I was like, "What do you want?" He goes, "What, huh?" I was like, "Why are you cleaning everything?" He's like, "I'm just in a good mood." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Love you. Bye." And I left.
Nice.
But he just wanted to clean. I was like, "It's great." So they're doing pretty good, learning music and stuff now.
With recorders.
Eddie, congrats on 5 awesome years. Has anyone done a Bane voice while wearing a face mask yet, or is it just me?
No, I did it. Carmen and I were both wearing masks, and we were both doing the Bane voice.
Like to each other?
Yeah.
It's hot.
She hasn't even seen the movie. She just... just talking around. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Some of these look like they're old ones. Apparently, Calvin was speaking about bartending at some point. Huh? I think it might have been during 24-hour stream. I'm going through a few of these.
Oh, no. It was...
Will you try an ume? People talking about umes and stuff. Someone asked the question, how do I whisper? There's a button in the top right if you need to whisper. You can whisper through that.
That was probably somebody that was trying to whisper so they could get their prize on the 24-hour stream. How do I whisper?
What movie haven't you seen then?
All right.
It's Princess Bride. That's right.
Star Wars Plagueis asks how long the 500K merch will be in the store.
It should stay up in the store for the foreseeable future, I think.
I'm teasing.
But you never know. Once we hit the next one, that might go away. So you want to make sure you get it as soon as you can.
E. Huddock says, "Hey guys, I started watching you guys in my freshman year of high school, and now I'm a senior. Sadly, a lot of things have canceled and ended for me because of the quarantine. Just wanted to thank you guys for being a light in these dark times and making me laugh."
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for watching, because that's the only reason we do it. People care and they watch. So,
Super Scroll, opinions on double stuffed Oreos.
Great.
Best. Still not enough.
What? You need quadruple stuffed?
Mega stuffed.
They do have megas, don't they? You know the worst thing about double stuff or mega stuff?
What?
Is that there's technically less cookies in it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's like the
that's
same size
like the
container. Well, yeah, you get more cookies, but then you get less stuffing.
I want double stuffed, like if there's ratio of stuffing to cookie in thins is perfect.
No, it's not. I disagree with that. But what I was going to say though is if in regular Oreo cookie pack there's 30 cookies, in a double stuff there's like 22. You know, they just don't have quite as much room. I want a 30 pack of the double stuffed cookies. I don't want them to lessen it. Or a 30 pack of the megas.
Aaron, I haven't loved you more than any other moment than right now.
Oh, Eric.
Oh, I miss you. I miss you.
Let's see. CD Briggs, do you have any lesser known music artists that you are a fan of?
Lesser known music artists. Flinch.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's pretty lesser known.
They're not well known at all. They're more of a local
band.
They're
from Warren, right?
One of my friend's cousin
was in that band. He was the drummer.
Yeah, mine and Rick's math teacher back in like ninth grade or 10th, ninth grade. Yeah, ninth grade was the singer of it. And I actually, like growing up, I kind of liked some of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I can't find them. I've tried to look them up on like YouTube and different things. Rick and I each bought one of their like records or albums or whatever. Yep. And then we burned them to make one mega CD of both albums all on one. And I don't know where it is anymore. I'd love to listen to
it. Well, that's why they're not around anymore. You guys are pirating their shit.
Well, No. We were kids at the time. We were young, buying it.
We didn't know what we were doing.
I knew exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
I had a Rick's the reason I had a Roller Coaster Tycoon disc. That was like, here's how you hear. Here's this one. Here's the three DLCs, and you can play Roller Coaster Tycoon with these discs. I'm like, what? This is amazing.
Dude, when I was a kid, I bought online a pirated collection of Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball GT where it was literally just some fucking guy wrote it on CDs. It was like 100 CDs. I bought it, and I was I'd watch it when I was a kid, and then one of my friends stole it.
Damn.
They stole my pirated shit.
Man.
Never got it back.
Talk about karma. No. Happened the same thing to us. We thought we were buying, like, the complete Star Trek, the original series, mm-hmm. like, on DVD, like, remastered. It was just a whole bunch of, like, DVDs that somebody had, like, recorded from tape.
Yeah.
They weren't remastered at all. Totally got ripped off.
Remember back in the day when you could, like, watch TV and then record on a VCR, like, on a VHS mm-hmm. tape what you're watching, and yeah. then you didn't have to buy anything. You're just already watching. My parents, they traveled all the time. They would rent a movie from like a rental store, and they had one of those double VCR things, and they'd put one in, and they'd record on the other one, whatever it is. And I had a tape that had episodes 4, 5, and 6 of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. That's how I originally watched them, was the original trilogy on one tape. It was great.
Yeah. Like one of those.
Yeah.
Dude, I talked about it before. Like my parents had a whole system. Where you would open up cabinets and it was full of nothing but like numbered VHS tapes with 3 movies on them. We would just go to the gas station, rent 2 movies every week, record them. We just got 2 new movies. It's fantastic.
Update
still
the
there,
core.
Actually. It's still there. Like they don't have a VCR player, but there's still the cabinets full of VCRs tapes.
This will make a fine addition to my collection.
Man, we were talking about that the other day, and I still keep laughing at that meme. That's this will make a fine addition to my collection of my collection of fine addition to my collection. Like it was like what
meme collection?
It was so in like layered. It was like ridiculous.
It was a crazy 66 days on prequel memes on the Reddit where. Uh-huh. The guy just kept adding a new lightsaber to Grievous's collection, and the mods were like, "We can't allow this to happen." We're going to keep doing it, and they kept doing it, and they said, "You have to end at 66." So we did.
But it is glorious.
It was glorious,
and that's the thing too. Like, there's all these graphic designers and stuff that are stuck mm-hmm. at home. What else are you going to do than make great memes?
Yeah,
with high quality.
Exactly.
It's going to be great.
On April Fool's, he just has like a gun.
Just pulls out a gun.
Yeah.
Shoots
he has like a Ruger.
I'm going to toss this one in here. Usually we just say, you know, maybe. But BM Lives.
Did we answer that question?
What was the question?
The question was your favorite, like, under the radar music artist.
Oh, yeah, I answered it.
Okay.
No.
Eric just listens to original soundtrack stuff.
I really like. Yes,
yeah, I like him.
Yeah, but you don't listen like you don't really have like an artist you listen to typically, right? Like you listen to more like soundtracky things.
I mean, I listen to Gorillaz
on the
which
reg?
Is a fake which is a fake band.
Calvin, did you have one? No.
I mean, I listen to albums and stuff.
Albums?
Mostly it's just yeah.
But yeah, but
mostly
is there
because
any like
you're, because there's no bad music mixed in.
I really like Yasushi Ishii, who did the soundtrack for the original Hellsing anime. Mm-hmm. Like everything he's done, I absolutely love and adore. And I also really like. I think that Jim Johnson is underappreciated. He is the guy who did wrestling music for years.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of his themes are very awesome and amazing, and he doesn't get enough credit.
I see.
Spinal Tap. Another fake band that I like listening to.
All right. BM Lives, the question that they had was, movie commentary or reaction for the original Doom movie? Wouldn't that be great?
The original Doom movie?
I believe they're talking about the one with the rock. I would assume.
I thought you said Dune.
Doom. Yeah, no, The Rock and was it Carl Urban?
Carl Urban.
Carl Urban.
Also, shoot, what's her face?
We should watch Dredd instead.
We should watch Dredd.
I've never seen Dredd. So that will be a reaction. But a commentary of the original Doom would be great.
They would both be great.
Dredd is awesome, but we might need more time between Dredd and The Raid.
Thank you, Holding.
They're very similar.
Compare and contrast, though.
Sure.
All right.
Daniel said, Dread is the fucking business.
I don't know if you had this one, Rick, before. Morlon asked, outside of DMing, do you do any creative writing?
I answered that on my stream.
Okay.
Yes.
You didn't mark his complete, Rick.
I
damn,
know.
Damn.
I hardly even looked at chat at all during Mr. Final Fantasy VII. I was just so enthralled.
Gotcha.
That's how that game is supposed to be, right?
I got one from Fugs. Will you react to this question? Just kidding. Haven't been here that long. Came Maybe. For the Mandalorian. Stayed for the Rick and Morty. Damn. And the movie commentaries. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you.
That's a great question, and we did react to it.
An interesting one from Bat Dork. This question may be primarily for Rick, but it involves all of you. After the D&D campaign, any interest in trying out the Fantasy Flight Star Wars RPG with the guys? It's a very different system, but would probably be a lot of fun.
I think a Star Wars RPG would be like fun to do. I'm okay with any tabletop. Like, I had fun with Cthulhu. I've done D&D.
Yeah.
I have played a Star Wars RPG one before, but we never got far. It was usually Melanie's brother that ran it, and the way he always did it was... and it's different depending on how you do the beginning of most people, but he started with, like, one person, and then that person went and found more, and, like, we all kind of came together. Much more like, you know, episode 4, you have, like, Luke, and then Luke... Or you have the droids, and the droids find Luke, and then they find Obi-Wan, and then they find Solo and Chewie, and then they find the, you know, like, he did more of that kind of thing of, like, how everyone, instead of everyone just being, well, we're all here in a cantina, just coincidentally, let's go, you know? So we never really got that far, though. We did get the
Yeah, I would be interested in playing in a Star Wars RPG, but I would not want to run a Star Wars RPG for these guys, because they would always be correcting me, and I'd be like, fuck you, it's my universe, you're all dead. The Death Star comes out, destroys everyone.
I would like to do it, but only if we're like 4 Jedi Gungans that survive Order 66 because of our clumsiness.
That like all of our clone troopers are dead by the time Order 66 we're just like, happens because we've killed them all by accident.
I do think having 4 Gungans would be a fun campaign. That would be fun to do. We're all different types of Gungans. You know?
Shane's always talking about a mass exodus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might do it.
I don't know.
I just love the idea of, like, the DM saying, like, okay, and then you turn the corner and this happens, and then we all are like, whoa, that is it! Just run! All at the same time.
But we all have different things. Like, there's, like, a wizardy, like, powered one.
Yeah,
like, wasn't there one in one of the Clone Wars that we watched?
Yeah, there was. There was right? Like, he had like magic.
He had like some kind of magic-y things and talismans.
Yeah, there's
stuff,
a Boss
right?
Noss guy.
Get someone like him. Have someone like General Tarples, and then have some kind of like Misa broke it. You know, like I fucked up.
Just perfect, some man. Kind of what a great party.
It'd be fun.
Yeah,
we're all just Gungans, and it'd be fun.
And it ends with us like ruling the galaxy, like,
throwing legit. Boomas everywhere. I don't even know if Boomas would be or a weapon in the Star Wars like. RPG or anything, but we can make it.
Make it.
I don't know.
We'll homebrew it.
Eats up.
Dream Child, I would like nothing more. Oh, play some Pendragon, Rick.
Pendragon is the best.
It's the best.
The best, Jerry, the best. Let's see. Bublo Will ask, hey, Rick, did you hear the rumors that Universal may be making a new Doom movie with John Cena starring as Doom Guy?
They always have a wrestler
like a
in it.
Terrible idea.
That sounds like a terrible idea, but I would fucking watch it.
Did anyone
fucking watch it? Yeah.
Did anyone watch, what were those one movies where he was like a sniper?
Marine?
Yeah. That was like a more serious role for him, right?
Yes,
I've seen part of the first
good.
One. But I didn't
not?
Get to.
I've never seen it, so I don't
it's
know.
Like,
and I've
mean,
also.
Is there like 6?
Yes, but he's only in the first one.
Oh, he's okay. In the first 2, isn't he?
I don't think so. I think the second one is Ted DiBiase Jr., and I believe 3 through 5 is The Miz.
Now, Rick, what if they did it with John Cena, but it's first person?
I mean, I like John Cena, and I like John Cena as an actor, but I think John Cena would be a terrible Doom guy.
Like, okay.
Dude, John Cena was the only good part of Doolittle.
Yeah.
He was a polar bear.
But no, like,
and he only had one good line, which was like, there was a really sad scene, and he was like, yeah, my dad went out for a pack of seals and never came home. And he said it's so funny. I just like cracked the fuck up. And that's Jeez. It. That's all. That's the only good part of the movie.
Like, Batista would be a way better Doom guy, I feel like, than John Cena.
Yeah.
Batista it, would be good.
Is
He's
there
got,
any
like,
reason?
The neck for it.
Is Isn't
it
like... John Cena in the new Fast and Furious movie?
Yeah. He's in the new Fast and Furious movie. He also was recently in...
Bumblebee.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Like, I haven't seen that one yet either. But I feel like those are kind of more serious roles. I was just wondering why you think he'd be a bad Doom guy.
Serious. I mean, we saw that trailer, right?
What do you mean?
Fast and Furious?
For Bumblebee?
Oh. Shade?
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Well, I didn't see it. I just ran out and was like, John Cena! Ah!
Now, I have Bumblebee behind me on this Blu-ray stand over here. I could go get it right now. It's probably still sealed. We have yet to watch it. And I didn't watch it because it had been on so many polls.
Yeah.
You say prove it?
Yeah, prove it. Picture didn't happen.
Prove it.
I just want to see that it's still sealed because he
prove
buys
it,
games and never opens them.
Hey, it's right here.
Is it sealed?
No, it's not. I haven't watched it though, but I think we must have cut it open when we were organizing things. We also were making
you're probably double checking that the disc was in there.
Yeah, they are both in there. We also went through a lot of them and we were making a instead of having all these cases everywhere, we were taking like one giant case of like DVDs or whatever and putting it like here's the parent ones, here's the family ones. And I think we were hoping to put those in there. But then we never had enough, so we didn't do a family one because I didn't want to have rated R movies amongst Smurfs and trolls and whatever else.
I get you.
What other little blue people there are.
Star Wars.
Fomarok wants to know if any of us have read Dune and if we've seen any of the new stuff for the movie that's coming.
I saw one still, and then I realized what it was, and I clicked off of it.
Never read Dune? Never seen Dune?
I know very little about it. I know it's
seen...
in a desert, right?
Yeah, I've seen the original miniseries and the remake miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of Dune, I think of desert. For some reason, I start thinking of worms, and then I start thinking about giant purple worms, and I think of Beetlejuice.
Okay.
I don't know if any of that actually correlates, but that's just where my mind goes.
I made it about an hour or so into like the 12-hour audiobook. I never did finish it. It seemed really intriguing. And I think I've seen part of at least one of the things, but I had Maggie turn it off.
I think I read two chapters of the book. But it just made me so in the mood to watch the movie. I just put the book down and watched the movie.
I have played the board game. It's quite good.
You played the board game?
Yep.
Okay. The Full Bullpen wants to know if movie reactions and commentaries are on hold until the end of the stay-at-home order.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go.
Pretty much, yeah.
We haven't.
It would be really difficult for all of us to have the same copy of the same movie, the same version,
that,
you know, not extended or anything.
What we just talked about at the beginning of podcast, where it's like all these things compounded because all this could go wrong. It's even worse the longer you go. So
yeah,
or a movie
it increases,
you know,
the chance of like someone's power or internet going down, or
yeah,
it's just so much risk,
and
so
we also
waste.
We also have to re-record our Dark Knight commentary as well because we lost that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And that wasn't even doing it this way. That was doing it
the
normal
way.
That was
previous. We were just in a rush.
Grievatronus wants to know where the facehugger masks were from. He wanted to order one.
Of course he did.
It was under the I think the...
podcast suggestions
section, so you can check that out, Grieve.
I think a lot of people are just making them, though. I don't know that you can buy them. Al Hussein, 5 years of quality content. Did you ever make an original content but never released it because it wasn't at the desired quality? Thanks and love you since October 2015.
Isn't that the main reason for The Pit not ever being released?
Yes and no. I mean, The Pit was ever finished. Like, is the question, like, did we finish it and not like it and then didn't release it? Or is the question just something we never finished?
Well, yeah, like, no. Like, The Pit, we didn't finish that because the quality wasn't good because we had 720 and we had 1080 and the audio was bad. And we were just like, this isn't going to be good enough. We don't want to release it, right?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, could we have finished it and it was okay? I think it would have been okay, but it wouldn't have been fantastic, I guess. It's just it would be a lot of work to get to where it wasn't fantastic. So I guess that could be an answer. In terms of like just thinking that this was shit, I don't think we've ever done that.
We've done like a few reactions to like trailers and certain videos that were like, that's not good. We're just not gonna release that. There was one game night we didn't release. And that's the only things that come to mind.
Yeah, would a game night qualify as OC, original content?
It does, right? Under original content.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's been a couple of things where we're just like, this doesn't work. We're going to get rid of this and we'll just do something different. Happens once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Chazzy Black Onyx says, is there any Pokemon games you would like to see a remake of on the Switch?
Probably the ones I didn't play, so Ruby and Sapphire maybe would be good.
Well, there's a ton of remakes coming to the Switch, so now's the time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I never played Platinum, Pearl, or Diamond, so I wouldn't mind having a Switch version of those. That'd be kind of cool. I still love Heart Gold and Soul Silver, and it's been a little while since those came out. They just remade Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, and Omega Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they do that, but I'd love to go to the Kanto region again in some way or fashion, whether it's, you know, Sword and Shield releases DLC that lets us just go back to the Kanto region. I think that would be really cool. Or we do like a Heart Gold, Soul Silver or something like that where we can go back. But besides that, the only other thing would be, I guess, with all the connections of like Pokemon Go into Pokemon Home, into Pokemon Sword and Shield and all that, it might be kind of cool to have some kind of. And maybe you don't because Sword and Shield's pretty good, but Colosseum and stuff back in the day were fun. Or Pokemon Snap.
Oh, Pokemon Snap would be so good.
I said back whenever the Wii U came out or even on the DS because both of those had the handheld where you could look through like a camera and you'd be able to rotate around. And I was like, those would be perfect for a Pokemon Snap game. Because you could just hold
out a phone.
You could. Like, I think that would be really cool.
Be good to put it in VR because it's Pokemon Snap is on rails, you know?
Yeah. So that would probably be my number one Pokemon game.
For like the PS3 that was like Pokemon Snap, but real?
Oh, yeah. Damn. What was that called? Didn't I own it?
Yeah, you did.
I owned it or had it for a little bit.
Was it just called Safari?
Maybe. I had a few weird games that I was doing just to get trophies.
Africa.
Yeah, maybe. That sounds right. That sounds right.
Yeah, Africa.
I had a few weird games I was doing just for trophies because I was combating a buddy of mine that lived out in Illinois to try to beat him in trophies, and we were back and forth all the time.
Vampire Rain.
Terminator Salvation was the one that you and I played. I played Saw, which was not that great of a game, but I played it just for trophies.
It was better than those other two, though.
I'm so glad I got out of I gotta get these achievements and stuff. Like, even playing WoW, I look like, man, these are achievements, I could get these. I'm like, I don't need them. Like, I don't, what do they do? What can I do with these? The fake trophies, I can't even show anybody these, really.
I wish to say you start collecting big cats, but I know how much you hate cats.
Huh? Why would I collect big
cats? Instead of trophies, you know?
You gotta be like careful Tiger with King? That. Be careful with that, Rick. You get sucked into that world.
Yeah.
I'm 3 episodes in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's great. I know exactly where you are. Episode 3 is a great one.
Yeah. I guess I don't want to spoil it, but I want to talk about a moment that seemed ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
But then I could name a wrestling incident that was 1,000 times more ridiculous.
Okay.
but I don't want to spoil it.
Ah, I mean, I just want to talk about it so bad. But
I need to watch it. I just haven't had time to watch anything.
Anything. What are you?
At all.
Other than.
I haven't had time to watch anything. I've been busy with so much worky things. I haven't had time. Including Chris Fizz, who says, Aaron, have you watched Rocky? I have not. Mm-mm. I have it. I haven't had time to watch it. And I also debated if I should watch it or if it should be something I wait in case we need to do a reaction to it. But I'm so afraid to watch anything anymore. What are you doing? Oh, Calvin making background.
Yeah, people were complaining that it was going to waste. So
that it was going to waste?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Huh?
What city are
upstairs.
You in?
Oh, no, it's... upstairs. Yeah, this is the view from my condo.
Is that the bridge over to Williamstown? Is that what that is? That's the Williamstown Bridge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marietta's beautiful. Make sure you guys come to WaveCon in 2021.
Yeah, not this year.
Yeah, this one is not going to be.
Be careful.
Not this year, please.
Your upstairs is amazing. I love that.
Raul Rudy Martinez asked, would you all like a Doom show in the style of the Castlevania show? So I'm excited about the Devil May Cry show, which is coming out. But I don't think Doom would work very well as a show.
Not because, unless you're following, like, the campaign.
Well, no, even then, like, I feel like it needs the gameplay loop. Like, the Doom guy is not a super nuanced character. Like, he rips and tears, and that's kind of the extent of it. And there aren't really any sympathetic NPCs or, you know, you'd have to change a lot about what Doom is, I feel like, to make it an engaging story.
I will say that there's other movies where the main character is just an uncultured, like, entity of badass and some of the greatest action I've ever seen.
Dread's kind of like that, but like Doom guy is insane, you know.
Like, well, he just adds another layer. That's great. Sounds even better. You stop selling if you've already sold.
I mean, there is lore, but you would have to almost do the show without the Doom guy, I feel like, for it to work.
Without the Doom guy? Like, just do it in first
almost.
Person.
Almost. Well, because, like, a lot of the background stuff of the universe that they've been creating is kind of interesting. But, like, you can only dig into that kind of stuff if Doom Guy isn't around. Because if Doom Guy is around, Doom Guy just destroys it before you get a chance to dig into it, you know?
Hmm. That's funny.
Like, you could have him be, like, the, you know, these scientists are coming in trying to study what little life remains of these demons, and he just comes stomping through and destroying everything. I'm gonna go downstairs. Hold on, guys. That's better.
Calvin, I don't feel like you covered the camera all the way. I don't know what happened.
That's funny. That's funny. Good job.
Golly Jr. has some good news. Are you looking forward to The Boys Season 2? Filming finished before the lockdown, so it won't be delayed.
Yes!
That's
yes,
good.
I absolutely am.
Very, very much.
The Boys Season 1 was really good. It was much better than I thought it was going to be. Like, I didn't. I guess it wasn't much better than I thought. I had no expectations going into it.
Yeah. I mean, other than Mandalorian, which is a given because of my bias, it's probably my favorite new series we did last year.
It was just so different.
It had...
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, being like a superhero show,
yeah.
It was just so different of
show. Mm-hmm. It had everything in the world going against it for me because it beat Berserk in the poll.
Yeah.
And yet I still love it.
On your birthday.
Yeah.
On my birthday.
On your birthday. Architect says, Eric, give us a room tour. Is there any time they're going to get to see you?
That's it. That's all you get.
There you go. Join in the next podcast when you get to see the lower half.
That's what she said.
Mongoose asked a question. How's the hint hunt going?
Hmm.
It's going.
Okay. It's nearer completion than it was
Yes.
It's nearer completion.
It is nearer, definitely.
Than before.
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely have stuff to talk about for it next week.
Okay.
Seaburg says, when did you know your channel was going to take off and go full time with everything? I found you guys shortly after Force Awakens trailer in 2015. Like, was there a time that we were like, we can do this full time?
Yeah, I guess like 2 years after we started it. I mean, it was whenever we were actually able to support ourselves and not have to supplement our time with our other jobs. We could say like, no, I think that we could pull this off. You know, there was definitely an amount of risk whenever we first did it. I'm just like, all right, I'm going to make this my only source of income. You know, and it worked out. But yeah, it was like 2 years after we had started, I think.
I feel like we also like rolled into it full time at different times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on what we had going on, how much we had coming in and whatnot.
Yeah.
It wasn't like everybody was just like full time all at once or anything. So
no,
it wasn't. I don't feel like there was a moment where it was like, oh, here's the chance now, guys. Everyone full time. Let's jump in on this and do this. Super Scrawl wants to know, how about some Candyland to celebrate 5 years? Is Candyland on Tabletop Simulator?
Do you have Candyland back there?
I do not have Candyland back there.
Oh.
You don't? Why not?
So it's incomplete then.
I had risks.
Well, Rick, maybe if you were lucky enough in Mailbag, you can get some Candylands to add to your collection back there.
I don't think so.
Super Dora says, do you guys have any shows that you've watched on the channel that you miss? And congrats on 5 years.
Oh, man. So many. That like, miss doing every week or something?
Yeah, is there a show that you miss doing?
I miss Full Metal Alchemist. I miss Avatar.
I miss Black Sails.
I miss Mandalorian.
Miss Mandalorian, yeah.
I miss
definitely
Psych.
Black Sails.
I miss Death Note.
Because there are always
Breaking Bad.
So many great shows that I haven't seen.
True. Yeah.
And I can always just go back and watch them again. Like, I've seen Bebop 100 times.
Yeah, but it's different, Rick. It's different than first time.
I think the first time is usually the worst time. It's a lot like sex. Like, you get the nuances and
I've gotten
really
worse
start to understand
things.
What it is that makes it so great the more that you watch it.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think once we finish Doctor Who, I'm going to miss Doctor Who. And I would say Avatar was one that, because I don't go back and rewatch things a lot. There's so many things to watch. Like, how much time should I spend rewatching things I've already watched before? You know? So, I don't know. I do miss some things just because I don't go back and watch them a lot. But it is fun whenever, like, it's past and there's lots of time and I don't really remember things too well. I go back and I rewatch it. And then, like, some of the little tricks or some of the jokes or things land again because, man, I forgot how good this was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, if I've rewatched it a lot of times. I know somebody was like, oh, I rewatch this every year. But depending on the type of show it is, I feel like some of those, they don't hit the same or it doesn't deliver the
Oh, man, just being able to, like, anticipate the next big one-shot that Daredevil was going to do. You never knew when it was going to happen, but once it started, you knew you were in there. And you're like, oh, this is fucking it. It's so good, man. I don't know how they would have topped their last one, though. I do got to say, because we just talked about Avatar, when we were scrolling on Netflix yesterday, for some reason, the Avatar Last Airbender movie was trending on Netflix. I'm like, oh, that fucking shitty movie. I hated that one scene where they all did, and then the one rock went flying by. So I went, like, I just happened to be scrolling past it.
There's Yizing, who says, how do you think the coronavirus is going to affect the movie industry once all this is done? By the way, Yizing rhymes with wheezing. Okay, yes, it does.
I mean, the thing is, what was the company that released Trolls? that was, you know, slated to make a certain, you know, this $1 million, and it made way more because they just went ahead and released it.
Was it, did DreamWorks do that, or was it another?
I think it might have been DreamWorks, but yeah, man, I think that we're going to see companies, much like E3, they're going to realize they don't really need that that thing to get their stuff out there.
That's what I'm worried about, because I love theaters. You know, the theater popcorn, it's a fun mm-hmm. experience, especially like whenever we had like Star Wars and we had the yep. theater filled with like friends and family. Mm-hmm. Like that was so good. And there's something about like watching on the big screen every once in a while. But like I don't yep. do it all the time. Me so, either. You know, maybe I'm wondering if maybe there might be a, you know, you might not have theaters everywhere because I feel like it's a little different.
Actually see the, it's a little bit different because you can actually see the
I'm not going to watch a Marvel. It literally is. It literally is. All I said is that there's a difference in Thor actually being there doing stuff.
You're destroyed.
No, I'm not. I would say going to a sporting event, like depending on where your seats are, a TV series that's based on it.
I almost played Little Nightmares for Scream Stream, mm-hmm. but I didn't get to it in time. Mm-mm.
Took too long on. Boogle wants to know. Do I think any of the other guys, maybe except Rick, because Rick, you've already played it, would enjoy a blind run of Dark Souls? Eric? Most of the questions that are about if we're going to react to something or do something is maybe. It's just a matter of when.
Yep, it's a maybe.
You know? What's one? Two,
don't ask the questions in chat. You need to ask them using the lower left icon and redeem them.
The redeem a question.